Hello, my name is Chris, and I'm calling on behalf of the City of Glenwood Springs. We're conducting a secure poll of Glenwood Springs voters about taxes, local services, and possible ballot issues on the upcoming November election. To begin, do you live in the City of Glenwood Springs?
Yes.
Thank you very much. And are you registered to vote in Colorado?
Yes.
Are you registered as a Democrat, a Republican, an Independent, or something else?
Democrat.
Thank you. And overall, how would you rate the quality of life in Glenwood Springs? Would you rate it as excellent, good, not so good, or poor?
Good.
Thank you. And is your opinion of the Glenwood Springs City Council very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative?
Somewhat positive.
Thank you. And how would you rate the overall quality or condition of the streets and roads in Glenwood Springs? Would you rate it as excellent, good, not so good, or poor?
Not so good.
And which of these three statements best applies to the streets and roads near where you live? The city has done a good job keeping them in good condition. The city has made repairs and fixes, but they are in need of more repairs. Or no repairs or fixes have been made, and they are in bad condition.
The second one.
Thank you very much. And how would you rate the overall level of taxes and fees you pay as a resident of Glenwood Springs, given the level of services provided by your local and state government? Much too high, somewhat high, about right, or even a bit low?
Somewhat high.
Thank you. Now, as you may have heard or read, the City of Glenwood Springs is considering a ballot issue this November asking voters to either renew or replace a soon-to-expire local half-cent sales tax that generates money for the street maintenance and repair. Please cast your vote as yes or no on each of the following three separate options. Option 1. Would you vote yes or no to renew a half-cent sales tax and add an additional half-cent for a total of 1 cent to provide funds needed to pay for all street and road maintenance and surface repairs for the next 20 years, as well as cover costs of replacing deteriorating water and sewer pipes under the streets when a full replacement of the street is needed?
Yes.
Thank you. Option 2 is, would you vote yes or no to renew half-cent sales tax and add an additional 1/4 cent to a total
yes.
of 3/4? Thank you. In option 3, would you vote yes or no to continue the half-cent sales tax for 20 years that funds the city street and
yes.
road maintenance? Thank you. Next, do you agree or disagree with the statement that opponents to whatever sales tax increase ballot issue the city puts forth this November might make? Taxes are high enough already, and we just can't trust the city government or the politicians to spend this money either as promised or without wasting it.
I don't remember the wording of the question. Am I yes or no? Is that the question?
Do you agree or disagree with the statement?
Agree.
Thank you. Lastly, here are a few statements that supporters of the local sales tax for road maintenance and street repair might make. I rate each as very persuasive reason to vote yes on a sales tax ballot, as somewhat persuasive reason, or not persuasive at all. The first one is, voting yes to increase the sales tax above its current half-cent level provides more money to improve sidewalks, crosswalks, signage, and bike lanes, which will increase safety of walking and biking in Glenwood Springs. Thank you. Then we have the full one sales tax option provides additional money to do full roadway and under the street infrastructure repair all at once, so that when the streets are torn up and replaced, the deteriorating water and sewer pipes underneath, which some of which are 70 years old, can also be replaced.
Very.
Thank you. Then we have Glenwood Springs weather is tough on roads, so we need to continually work to maintain and stay on top of fixing damage before it gets much worse and costs more.
Yes, very.
Thank you. Then we have 100% of all money raised by the street sales tax goes toward maintaining and repairing roads and streets in the city. By law, this sales tax revenue cannot be diverted to other uses.
Very.
Thank you. Then we have a significant portion of the sales tax money for language bridge roads is paid by non-residents who make purchases here. We get good roads and streets, and outsiders who use them contribute.
Very.
Thank you. Then we have voting yes for a full 1 cent sales tax means
Very.
That the well, this is about.
Okay.
I'm sorry. Means that the,
nope.
When the city needs to do a full replacement of a street and aging pipes below, that work can be done faster on a larger portion of the street, meaning less overall disruption to neighbors than is currently necessary.
Okay. Very.
Thank you. The next one is the City Public Works Department has a solid record of accomplishment maintaining, fixing, and replacing damaged streets. They can be trusted to continue doing this needed work.
Yes, very. Okay.
Thank you. Then we have, since the cost of construction materials for road repair is up significantly since voters last approved half-cent sales tax nearly 20 years ago, a one-quarter cent increase in the local sales tax is now needed to generate the money to keep pace and ensure all needed maintenance repair projects can be done.
Very good.
Thank you. Then we have, unless the residents of Glenwood Springs agree to pay for road maintenance and repairs, there is very little money from the state or federal government to keep our streets in good shape. It is up to the local community to take care of itself.
Okay, very great.
Thank you. And the last one for this section is by voting yes for the full 1 cent sales tax, the future cost of replacing aging leaky water and sewer pipes will be shifted away. Are you kidding me?